Reliable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
It's another night on Alabama's streets and highways. And for the officers patrolling them, that means danger. Drugs, weapons, violent crimes, it's all in a day's work. But the biggest threat to these officers' lives isn't criminals. It's drivers. Drivers who fail to move over and get out of the way. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. And not just them. Tow truck drivers, highway maintenance workers, risking their lives every day. In the last decade alone, over 138 officers lost their lives in traffic-related crashes. And too many of those were on roadsides right here in Alabama. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by Aldot Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This fairly nice pattern will continue, especially tonight with clear skies and comfortable temperatures. I think the overnight low temperature falls to about 67 with low humidity. Tomorrow, still dry, high around 93. Monday is the first day of fall. Plenty of sunshine. We're heating up again. Mid-90s on Monday and mid-90s on Tuesday. Should be dry, but maybe an isolated shower, we hope, somewhere in the area by Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Doesn't sound like I'm on, but I guess I am. Welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to finish this video. This is Dave Hodges talking to Mike Adams. And Mike Adams is the founder, creator of Natural News. He is known as the Health Ranger. He's not a conspiracy theorist. He is someone who's into nutrition, It's just amazing what he's uncovered. If you do the research, you will come to the same conclusions. And I gotta give a shout out to Postman, because everything Mike Adams is saying, Postman has told us over the last couple of years. I mean, boom, there it is. So good job, Postman.
Appreciate
You're right.
That.
You're right. Folks, wake up. Listen to what we're telling you. We're trying to warn you. Let's play the video. Let's go for it.
Well,
isn't that along the lines of what you're talking about here?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's all about programming people, especially programming people to not be in touch with your humanity. So we are creatures of this earth. You know, we're divinely created, but this is our home. We are compatible with this planet, and male-female reproduction is normal, and it is natural, and it is divine, and that is the way you continue the species. So any effort to interfere with that is going to be pushed by the CIA or the NSA or Google or Teen Vogue magazine, right, which is pushing all kinds of crazy, insane stuff onto teenagers now, or the drag queen story hour stuff. It's all part of the same agenda.
Do you know who I think is giving us clues? I think Vladimir Putin is. In the last few days, he has been very overt in saying, he's been expressing attacks on globalism, destroying the family, liberalism, undermining traditional cultures across the planet. And he said culture, multiculturalism is a failure.
Yeah.
I think he's telling us in his way, in the manner that he can. He probably fears assassination if he just came out and said, hey, guys, ETs are behind this and this is the agenda. But I think he's dropping hints.
Well, you're going to be accused of working for the Russians.
I already have been. Washington Post 2016.
There you go. But, Putin also rejected GMOs for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about the toxins that are being released, both cultural toxins in America, you know, in Western culture, and the chemical toxins and genetic toxins. They're all anti-life. You know, the abortion industry, the infanticide push. You know, Russia has resisted most of these things. And, you know, Russia's got a lot of its own problems. It's certainly not the perfect rendition of what humanity could become. You know, it's not that free, right? But if anybody's left remaining on this planet, you know, it'll probably be them, because Western civilization is committing suicide. And not only with the illegal immigration and the migrants taking over everything, you know, London is no longer English anymore. But Western civilization is killing itself through all these exposures, you know, toxic chemicals, cultural poison, everything else.
My head is spinning, because the things that I consume myself with on a daily basis, on the hierarchy of 1 being least important, 10 being most important, I've been hovering around 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I think this is 9.5, and let me ask you the one that'll take us to 10. The final agenda, and is there anything we can do about it? What would you identify as the final agenda, and do we have any course of action?
Well, I have thought about this with quite a bit of time. Number one, we of course have to reject the globalist control that's trying to get us to destroy ourselves. And we need to ally with the friendly factions, and we're going to need a planetary defense system. So that means we need transfer of exotic technology in order to defend ourselves. So you get back to The Colony, that show. It's not that, you know, it's not really that much fiction if you think about what could be coming. The thing is, the time scale here could be very long. It could be not just decades, but centuries before, you know, invasion or something like that, because the time scale at the cosmic scale, and even faster than light travel and so on, it can take years or decades to move ships or material or resources from, you know, star to star, depending on where they're located in the Milky Way. So things happen on a very long time scale. So it's difficult to say what's going to happen in our lifetime. It might be very little, or it might be, we might be right on the verge of something huge happening. That's what's hard to say. The timeline here is very difficult to know.
I think you can make a good case about Philip Corso and technology transfer in the 1940s. And I think this is why the CIA and NSA were created to cover this up. But this we've done an unbelievable technology jump since World War II. Totally out of kilter for the rest of humanity in comparison. I wonder if the aliens didn't provide this technology to the global elite to subjugate us with.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. If so, there may be other areas of tech that they also transferred that we haven't seen yet, such as exotic propulsion systems or defensive systems. It's kind of in the same way where, you know how the United States builds the most advanced weapon systems in the world, but then they sell them to, you know, Yemen or somebody like that, yeah. Right? But they only sell certain types of systems, and certainly not our best systems. Like, I think we're still selling F-16s to Taiwan. Well, F-16s are decades old. You know, that's not cutting-edge stuff. And it doesn't do well in a fight compared to anything modern from Russia or China. But if an alien civilization looks at us in that way, they might be willing to provide us with what they would consider to be low-level tech, which to us would be amazing tech, you know, energy systems or propulsion systems or what have you. Or there's also the whole Bob Lazar approach to this, which is just reverse engineering tech that we've acquired through other means, such as crashed systems that we just stumbled upon. That's a possibility.
I've been told the crash story, in other words, crash at Roswell, and we get this exotic technology from them, like night vision and so forth. I think that could be the cover story, because humanity won't freak out as much over that than if they knew there was a cabal of human elite receiving technology to wipe out most of this planet and hand it over to the ETs. That would send people out of their homes and onto the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why the plan is to eliminate all those people.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way,
exactly.
You know, the masses, what the globalists call the useless eaters, you know, 90% of the population has already been slated for elimination. And, we also have to acknowledge that humanity has become incredibly stupid over the last, I don't know, four generations or so. It's just largely a bunch of sheeple. And it's hard to argue that those sheeple have any value to any society or any civilization. They're just consumers and, I guess, voters for the Democrats. They need them. But as far as contributing anything to even our world, not to mention other worlds, forget it. Their value is zero, especially from the point of view of globalists. So they're going to be eliminated. And those of us who are sort of aware of what's happening, we can survive that. We can survive that by saying no to the vaccines and no to 5G systems. And we can, you know, we can be outside the cities and we can be more self-reliant. We can make it. But then you're left on a planet with, you know, instead of 5 billion people, maybe 500 million people. And what happens next? Well, you're still vulnerable to everything else that's coming.
I know, but I hear what you're saying. And see, I raise this question frequently. Why would the globalists try to destroy the very environment of which they have to raise their children in? Answer, they've made another deal.
Well, yeah, and they don't want to destroy the ecosystem.
Right.
At all. They want a selective annihilation, which is why they won't use nuclear to do it. And that's really important to understand. Any nuclear accident is truly an accident. It's a mistake. But biological weapons may be quite deliberate and well-engineered.
Yeah, you know, we're going to do a disservice to the audience if we don't, again, tell them about Steve Quayle's conference.
Oh, yes.
And that's in September 13th to the 15th. I think it's over two-thirds sold out. The last time I talked to Steve about this was about a month ago. And I'm going to be there. And obviously, Mike's going to be there. And we want to meet you. And this is a great opportunity to come and get the latest. Last year's conference was on transhumanism, and I thought I was a pretty good consumer of the information, and I walked away with my head spinning. And I know this
sure.
Same thing's going to happen here. And the two subjects are related. We already touched on that. So, Mike, you're speaking, I believe, on that Friday night.
That's right. Yeah, Friday night, 7 p.m. local time.
Okay, that's the end of that. I tell you what, let's hit a break. And we're gonna talk about what we just heard when we get back from this break. That'd probably be the way to do it. So y'all come back with us. It's clear and air. We will be back.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We just listened to a video of Mike Adams, Dave Hodges. Dave Hodges' report. Well, Postman, everything he said is stuff we've talked about, stuff you brought to the table. It's hard to dispute what he said.
Yes, it is, and most of that, you know, that he was talking about, you know, already about 90% of what he's talking about, I already mm-hmm. knew about it.
Yeah, you've already talked about it on here. So.
And the future agenda, you know, for the human race and planet Earth for itself. And that's why it's important, you know, for every individual to start, you know, do some preparation, you know, because, I mean, you know, you don't have families, you don't have, you know, young kids.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point in time, things are going to get so chaotic. People are going to be so disoriented, you know, because the Bible talks about the times will get so bad until mm-hmm. till you know they'll pull the sucklings, you know, off of the tit and then actually cook them and eat them.
Yep.
And it's just those days, you know, I'll dread to see them coming, you know, and I feel like it'll be in our time.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I do too. You know, he mentioned The Arrival, which is a good movie. Another good movie is, oh gosh, what is the Rowdy Roddy Piper movie?
They Live.
They Live. That's another excellent movie. And that's both of those movies, well, not so much. Yeah, both of those movies show certain factions within humanity, the elite, or Luciferian psychopaths, I call them, in league with entities not from here, and their plans to take, basically terraform and take over the planet and kill 90% of us. Particularly in They Live, because at one point they're down deep inside an underground military base and there's a banquet going on with the, you know, high-rolling elites there, and there's a alien entity giving a speech. He's thanking the humans for helping them, and he mentions the year 2025 a couple of times. That scares me, because that's only really, what, 5.5 years from now. And is there something to this 2025? I don't know, but it keeps popping up.
It's in the wheelhouse, in the timeline. 2025, 2030, I mean, all these five-year increments, you know, from 2016.
Yeah.
Actually, it was 2012, 2016, and I don't hear people talking about 2021 much, but I've heard some. But who knows? That may be the year that everything actually kicks off.
Yeah.
And 2025 and 2030. Those are those 5 year increments. One of them was 4.5, but for the most part, it's roughly 4.5, 5 years.
Yeah.
5 year increments.
This is, you know, I have been talking about how I see the Great Tribulation coming. I can see it because I can see how the food is going to be, the good food, the food that actually has nutrition, is going to be very expensive because there's just not going to be that much of it. I've talked about a lot of that stuff, but I never really connected it with what Mike just connected it with. And it's scary. It really is.
And, you know, what moves me so much is I've listened to pastors of old, some of them from back in the 50s, 60s, mm-hmm. you know, D.L. Moody.
Right.
David Wilkerson. David Wilkerson stands out to me more than any of them, you know, because
his prophecies,
he received the actual vision.
Yep.
And the vision, he said he can understand it. He said that there is a cosmic storm that came to the planet.
Cosmic storm. And he said that literally or figuratively?
No, a literal cosmic storm.
Okay.
And he said it had set the whole biosphere on fire.
God said he would destroy the planet by fire, number one. And number two, the Bible talks about 100-pound hailstones, what have you. So, yeah.
Right.
I can see that.
And you know, that harkens back to what happened, you know, in Noah's day. The exact same thing. I mean, when that planetary system, you know, came through in Noah's day, and they brought it close to the Earth,
mm-hmm.
and before it got here, and have you ever seen a picture of Noah?
No, I purposely didn't watch it.
There are some things on there that's pretty much true to life. It actually fit the
biblical narrative?
The physics. Yeah.
Okay.
It fit the physics, and you can put it that way.
All right.
And the fact that there were, I don't think the hailstones were on that show,
mm-hmm.
but from reading some esoteric texts, it talked about, you know, how bad the lightning storm, how bad the plasma storms were, because of the planets, you know, coming close to mm-hmm. Earth.
I can see that.
And it's pretty much a, you know, along the lines of what happens today. I mean, we have a lightning storm today, man. I mean, these are gas. Most of them are gas bolts.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're not just.
It's not the way
total
it used
lightning
to be.
Bolt. No, it's not.
No,
you know,
I
just
agree.
To sum it up and just to say it like that. No, these are different type of lightning bolts. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything's different. The way the clouds look, I mean, I've watched these super bright clouds just tear ass across the sky faster than the other clouds that aren't moving hardly at all. It's creepy. Something's going on up there that ain't normal.
like the one that hit that golf course in Atlanta about a month and a half ago. I mean, that you should have seen how that actual camera caught. You should have seen how it gasified the water in that tree. I mean, that was a gas bolt that hit that tree. And I mean, the people just fell over like dominoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's gonna freak you out when that stuff happens.
But in David Wilkerson's vision, he said they actually saw the sky. The sky turned blood orange. And doesn't the Bible describe that?
Uh-huh.
And
we get that a lot now.
Right. And he said that that there was a smoke. There was a red iron oxide dust. He didn't call it that, but that's what he was talking about.
We know where that comes from.
Yeah, we know where it comes from.
Because we're exchanging atmospheric gases with some other planet.
Uh-huh. And he said it dropped hailstones. Hailstones and actually... fire and brimstone on the planet, on the surface of the planet.
Once again, it's backed up by prophecy, biblical prophecy. Wow.
And he said that after it passed, there was total chaos. Immediately, you know, there were millions of people dead. Immediately, starvation set in.
And think about it, it's going to dim the sunlight. It's going to, the dust is probably poisonous. People are going to breathe that. They're going to get sick and die. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah, it smells like a paper mill.
Ugh.
It smells like rotten eggs is what it smells like.
Sulfurish smell, yeah.
Yeah, it smells like a volcanic crater. Like when a volcano erupts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it smells.
Wow. David Wilkerson, he's really looked up to by most biblical scholars. He had evidently God really trusted him because he showed him some amazing things.
And one thing that grabbed me in the prophecy that he gave, he talked about, you know, how quick the grocery stores were emptied.
3 days.
Yeah. And he said, the infrastructure went down. The commerce infrastructure, it went down. And he talked about, I mean, he described his thing in detail. And if you're interested, just go online and Google it and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the same thing I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to describe that there were that starvation had set in, you know, amongst the population, and he talked about how expensive food was and there was a back order on the long term storage food, the good food, the really good food.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but there were still some businesses still open, commerce still going on. He said, but it never was the same again.
No,
in the vision.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's all talked about in biblical prophecy. It's called the Great Tribulation, and I think we're on the cusp of it, Postman. I see everything being set up. And I tell you what, I see a lot of things that have happened just over my short lifetime. You know, 59 years is nothing in the overall scheme of things. Just how we went from having railroads transfer all the stuff to trucks. Now everything's just in time, you know. Grocery store gets a shipment every other day. Well, that's good and it's bad. It saves money because you don't have to pay for things that you're stocking and takes a while to get rid of. Now you get what you need that you can sell within 2 days. Well, when it hits the fan, that's going to be the worst possible system we could have used.
And, I mean, they refined it even more. Now FedEx, UPS are giving, and Amazon and Walmart are giving same day service.
Yep.
And FedEx and UPS are delivering seven days a week now.
Yeah, they're getting us relying on this type of stuff that's not going to be available when it all happens. There's a reason. Nothing's by accident. This has all been very well thought out and very well planned, and I'll go one step further. I don't think there's a human on the planet that's smart enough to do what's been done, to plan all this out. They weren't human, the ones that planned all this out. They were not from here.
They weren't.
There's no way.
They weren't.
All right, we got to hit this 5-minute break. Wow. Normally our show would almost be over, but we have a whole another hour. We're going to open up the phones when we get back, I promise. Clear and air. We'll be back.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This fairly nice pattern will continue, especially tonight with clear skies and comfortable temperatures. I think the overnight low temperature falls to about 67 with low humidity. Tomorrow, still dry, high around 93. Monday is the first day of fall. Plenty of sunshine. We're heating up again. Mid-90s on Monday and mid-90s on Tuesday. Should be dry, but maybe an isolated shower, we hope, somewhere in the area by Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. The phones are open, 272-9228. If you wish to call, you know, I've been reading a lot of stuff lately about FDR and how he was a communist. And I got to tell you, it's pretty compelling stuff when you read some of the stuff he's done and said. And I believe, and this may sound crazy, but I believe throughout the history of this country, well, first off, I believe that the Vatican had an edict of hands off America for a long, long time until they were ready, and that's when America was, quote, discovered. What we were led to believe throughout our lives is that there were a bunch of savages living here that were Indians that had no organization. They were savage. They would just, have all these weird dancing ceremonies. They would scalp you if they caught you, and they had no organization. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. They actually had a government that we took a lot of our Constitution and Bill of Rights came from their own documents. There was a government here of Indians, and we just came in and killed them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was actually a government here, and it was consisted of the Native Indians, and some Africans were already here also.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. they were here.
It's amazing, you know, what we're taught, what we're brainwashed to believe. It's sad, really. I listened to, what was it? Have Gun, Will Travel. I love the old radio programs. The reason I like old radio so much is it allows you to use your imagination. In your mind's eye, you picture what you're hearing, and I think that's important. We all need to have a very good imagination, because an imagination is of God. It's part of our consciousness. It's the one thing we have that a lot of other species lack.
Right. That's what help us co-create.
Exactly. And that's, we need to use it. We all need to be childlike in many aspects. And I got to admit, I am very childlike. I mean, we didn't have to go, but the little short mean woman and I went to Wally World to get a toy for a five-year-old. She went to a birthday party today. And I had fun going down the toy aisle. I always have fun going down the toy aisle. I look at all this. I want to buy half of it. It's cool. We didn't have toys like that when we were kids. You know, we had sticks and rocks and a piece of rope and, you know.
I mean, aren't they detailed these days, those
toys? It's unreal.
Yeah, it is.
And I tell you something. I read this many years ago, and I found it to be very true. Anytime we're in a state of war, look at the toys. Look at the number of guns, the number of soldier toys and replicas. They push it. We don't realize it, but they push that narrative when we're at war. They want your kid to be used to having a firearm, military-type firearm. It's unreal. But I think we all need to cultivate our imagination. Hey, we have a phone call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Barry.
Hey, Barry. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I heard y'all was talking now. I seen an interview one time, you know, back about the Golden Age of radio, and they was interviewing one of the guys after the TV come out, and mm-hmm. He was asking little boys, said, which one do you like better, the TV or the radio? And he said, the radio. And he said, why? He said, it's got better pictures.
Yeah, exactly. I absolutely agree, because there's nothing in the world of video that can compare with what you can do in your mind's eye. I agree with that. I love listening to the old radio shows, particularly the old westerns.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize that, you know, all that started from old radio shows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when Gunsmoke, you know, Gunsmoke originally, of course, was radio with William Conrad.
Yeah.
And there was a big to-do when they hired James Arness to play Matt Dillon on the TV show. There was a huge write-in campaign wanting William Conrad to be, because he was Matt Dillon. His voice is just incredible. But he was, you know, big guy.
They you mean Cannon?
Yeah,
Cannon.
Cannon, yeah.
He got his break on Cannon, I guess. He's finally got his TV time.
Yeah.
Do you know who was pushing James Arness?
No.
John Wayne.
Really? That's why he got it then?
Uh-huh.
They were buddies
uh-huh.
or something?
I guess so, but, you know, he wanted them to get it.
Well, that's exactly why he got it then, because the old Duke had a lot of pull.
They signed by
him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
About the same height.
James Arness and Peter Graves, you know, they were half-brothers.
Yeah, I'd heard they were brothers. I didn't know they were half-brothers.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? Yeah, I love the old westerns. Have Gun, Will Travel. Trying to think of the guy's name that played that. He was in.
He wasn't the same one that played on the TV show, yeah. Was it? The Ballad and the
no,
Guy?
No. That was. Oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank. I know who that guy is. He was in a lot of the John Wayne movies, but no, that was a different guy.
He was a bad guy in the when they kidnapped the boy.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no. I can't remember the guy's name who played Paladin in the radio program, but good stuff, man. I love that old stuff. You always listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Always. You remember the picture I sent you of the 175 Harley Davidson that we did some work on?
Yeah.
It's on Facebook's market now for, he wants $3,500 for it.
Man.
And the crazy thing is, he will probably get it.
Man,
it's a nice looking bike, but at the end of the day, it's still what it is, you know.
Oh yeah, and just wait till you see some prices up at Barber's. You know,
I know. It's going to be crazy, but still, I think we need to take a pickup truck just in case.
I do have a parking pass for inside parking. I don't know if you got one or not.
Oh wow, really? Have you got tickets already?
Oh. No, I just got an on-site parking decal.
Well, hang on to that, and I'll get us some tickets.
Okay. Cool. Well,
I'll take care of
that. I got a buddy that might give me one, but I'll find out.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know. Cool.
Okay.
Well, what do you think about the Mike Adams thing we just played?
You know, I feel like I've got information overload.
I know. Well, the thing, I think what I want people to realize is Mike Adams is not a conspiracy theory. He's not, you know, that's not his gig. He's a published author. He's a nutritionist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if he sees it, we all need to be looking because there's something there.
Yeah, there's something there. It's just, you know, we got such a corrupt news media and everything else.
It's part of it. It really is. That's probably, in my opinion, that's one of their strongest weapons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can go back in the Hitler days and see that. The propaganda was, man.
Yeah, that's just one tentacle of deception.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They were some of the best deviators or deceptors they were back then, and I guess we learned that.
Yep, that and Edward Bernays and all of them. You know, you repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And make the lie a big lie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right.
Make it one that somebody wants to believe.
There you go. They knew what they were doing, man.
Mm. That's for sure.
Yep.
Oh, I did see your video about, you know, the guy doing that real high jump.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, that was just crazy.
People are insane. These kids on these bikes doing double back flips and all that. You know, I know that they practice, they hone their craft over a foam pit, thank God. But still, I don't know how they do it. That's, God, they got some cojones.
Oh, man. I've done some crazy and stupid jumps in my day, but.
Not like that.
Not like that.
No, me either. All right, Barry, well, let me let you go. I got to hit my break. It's good to hear from you, my brother.
All right.
Take care. All right, guys, got to hit our 3-minute break, and then we'll be back. 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I want to give a shout out. Once again, we went up to Must Stop Cafe when they have beef tips, and it's some of the best food you can eat, folks. Everything there, nothing's out of a can. It's all fresh. And by the way, they don't pay me anything. I'm not a spokesperson. I don't even get free food. I don't want free food. I'm just telling you my true experience. It's very, very good home cooking. You can't go wrong. And if you're listening, hey, Cindy, thank you for everything. Must Stop Cafe on the left going up 231, right past Riverbank. It's in that little strip mall right past there. It's crowded, but that's because it's good. So if you get a chance, go by there. I guess everybody knows why I wasn't here last show. I wrote about it and put it on our official Clear in the Air Facebook page. I woke up around 12:30 one afternoon, Wednesday a week ago, and profusely sweating and doubled over in pain, and it got worse and worse, and I was in a fetal position. Somehow managed to get to my cell phone, call in, and all I said was, I need you. And she could tell by my tone, so she was home in 2 minutes. We called 911 and got an ambulance there because there's no way I could have gotten a car. They put me on a gurney, and 2 or 3 shots of morphine later, I came out of a fetal position, and they put me in the torpedo tube, did the little scan and stuff, and came back and said that I had a stone sitting just above my bladder, and that was the reason for the pain. Sent me home, told me to drink a lot of water, and it was going to hurt. They gave me a prescription for some kind of narcotic, which I immediately threw away. And I took Motrin, which handled the pain pretty well. Well, I passed something a couple of days later. The only thing was, it wasn't a stone. It was a tightly wound wad of fibers. Now, is that what the doctor saw on the printout or the video screen from the little torpedo tube thing? I don't know. But it wasn't hard. It was a soft wad of fibers. That scares me. When you have Morgellons, you have fibers coming out of you. So have I got fibers growing inside of me? That scares me. But it is what it is. But I'm glad to be back. As far as taking Joey's spot at night, the 6 to 7 slot, I think what's going on is Health and Wealth is wanting to buy that time, so they're negotiating with Rick over buying that hour. So it's really not up to me, you know. And if Rick wants, I mean, more power to him. If he can sell it and make money, that's what it's all about. I understand that. If they don't agree on something, maybe I'll get a shot. I don't know. You know, I blew the last one, but I couldn't do the 7:30 to 9. So we'll see what happens anyway. Wanted to get that out there. We'll see what happens. Wow. I'm still taking a ton of pictures at night. I haven't done any videos lately, but I've got maybe thousands of pictures. It's amazing what's out there in the trees, what's floating in the air. We all should be sky watching all the time because you don't know what's out there. You're not going to be told. You know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, if you had told me what's going on now, I would have called you a liar because I would have believed that we'd have been shown that. The media would have told us that. The media is totally controlled and treasonous. They're not going to tell us anything that the powers that shouldn't be don't want us to know. That's how it is.
And then they'll have the nerve, the media will. At the same time, they're bashing Trump on the Today Show. And then they'll show the Capitol building, you know, through that that window. Mm-hmm. And then through the window, there'd be a craft hovering over the actual Capitol building or the Supreme Court building. You know, it's just crazy.
It's almost like they want to show their masters who aren't from here how stupid and how they can put stuff over on us.
And I'm trying to figure out why nobody else is seeing this in real time when they show it on TV. I catch it every single time.
Because you believe it exists and they don't. If you don't believe something exists, it's hard for you to see it. I'm learning that the hard way. We have a call. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hi, this is Connie.
Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, well, I'm so sorry for what you went through. Oh, my gosh. You know, it wasn't too long ago that I dealt with a kidney stone one day.
I didn't like it. It wasn't any fun.
No, it wasn't. But, you know, I remembered after that. Of course, I started taking the apple cider vinegar and stuff, which did seem to help. But then I remembered the marshmallow root, and taking that really helped. So just remember. Yes, marshmallow root.
Oh, wow.
It's you can get capsules. Huh. And they really, any time, like if you have a urinary infection or any kind of any digestive thing, marshmallow root's good. So.
Never heard of that.
And that does help. It kind of coats the whole digestive system. And once I started taking that, things got better and haven't had any more issues. But anyway, I'm sorry you went through that because I know how bad it is.
It hurts. I've never hurt like that in my life.
Is that a literal herb or just a name for something?
It's a plant. Like, it's actually what they make marshmallows from. It's a mucilage, how you say it. So,
I've never thought about where marshmallows come from. I've never even thought about it.
Say that again now.
It's a plant, a mucilage, whatever. It's a... Wow. Oh, golly, how do I describe it? Anyway, I think marshmallow, and it's kind of mushy, and if you melted it, it would be kind of gooey, you know. But that's what it coats your stomach and your whole digestive system with.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. But anyway, I had to take a phone call tonight, and so I think you had started saying something about the Pope at the time that I had to take it, so I didn't hear it all. So I don't know if you talked about that meeting he's got coming up in May, that calling all these national leaders together.
No, I haven't talked about it yet. It just infuriates me that so many Catholics can be so blind.
But it's not just Catholics. And when you think about what's going on right now with the climate change crap and that mm-hmm. little girl, poor little thing, she's got Asperger's and they're using her as uh-huh. a tool. Yep. But I happen to see this video, and you can see the Pope's speech online on YouTube. Okay. And it's for May 14th, next year, 2020, mm-hmm. to establish a global pact. And he's inviting leaders, religious and
Muslims,
corporation, yeah, Muslims, and he's already got a pact with the Imam of Abu Dhabi. And but the verbiage that he used in that, it's just really striking. He calls for everybody to care for our common home. It's urgent, and he talks about we need a global compact on education to develop a new universal solidarity and a new humanism.
Oh, God.
He didn't mention God one time either.
Imagine that.
And he said they're looking for mature individuals able to live within and for society. And it talks that every change requires an educational process. So it's all about education. And, of course, they're scaring the children to death
yep.
with this.
That's the whole idea.
And there's a African proverb that we, I think you've heard this before. Mm-hmm. It takes a village to educate a child.
That's right.
I think we've heard that before.
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton said that.
But he said, first, the ground must be cleared of discrimination.
Oh.
And, of course, he signed that with the Grand Imam in Abu Dhabi already. But, I mean, the whole thing is about re-educating how we have to save the earth.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, but actually, I'm trying to find this, what he said. Okay, there was something that he said, and the leaders have to be approved by the Vatican. And he says, all people, all religions, a universal village. We need to find other ways to communicate and envision economics and blah, blah, blah. But he said he was inviting international organizations and the great ones of the earth. Well, this person whose video I was watching said, read Revelation 18:23. For your merchants, talking to Babylon, for your merchants were the great ones of the earth, by which all the nations were deceived by your sorcery.
There you go. There you go.
So I'm like, whoa, and this is happening May of next year. Right in the middle, it's really interesting because there's Passover, and of course, I guess Easter will be in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But from Passover, you have the counting of the Omer for 49 days, and on the 50th day is Shavuot, which the Christians call Pentecost.
Right.
But May the 14th falls in the middle of that. During the counting of the Omer, and it's as the moon is waning, when May 14th is when it begins to start down and go dark.
Right.
At the same time this is happening. So, I don't know, interesting.
That's very interesting, because I think we both know where this is headed.
Yeah, and it's just really, I tell you, it's scary. I've tried to study, and I do, but sometimes it gets to me. I just have to walk away for a little while.
I know.
And go do something a little lighthearted or something, but
me too.
It's scary.
It is scary.
So much is converging all at one time.
Yep.
I mean, it's fast. And when the Bible talks about the birth pangs, it's happening faster and faster and faster.
It really is. And it what hurts my soul more than anything are the people that just won't listen. No matter what you do and what you show them and tell them, they just won't listen.
Right. I know. And the sad thing is all these little children are being so indoctrinated and used, and they're scaring them to death. Oh, we got to do something.
Yeah, they got them out there marching. That's crazy.
And the dummies, do they realize that if they do what these people want, they won't have cars. They won't have their cell phones.
Exactly.
They won't have light. They won't have air conditioning when it's blazing hot, 110 degrees here in the South.
Exactly.
You know, they don't realize they're not going to have the things that they can right now.
That's right. Now, the elites will have them, but they won't.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And the time is getting short.
It is. It is, Miss Connie.
It's going to happen in our time, too, isn't it, Miss Connie? It's going to be in our watch, isn't it?
I guess. Oh, my gosh. I don't even, because I got children.